So, what am I calling this for tonight? The fan is on, it's blowing, but I'm gonna go right under my shits and do this thing. Oh, sorry. Hi, everyone. It's me. Yes, VN007. On the other side of midnight. Well, technically, almost midnight. What do I want to talk about today? I want to talk about putting yourself first. I want to talk about loving yourself enough to know when to let go of someone. So I have a friend. She's, you know, been on her own and decided like, well, hey, I'm going to get with some guy that's going to take care of me, my bills, and probably screw the shit out of me. But then she really wanted true love. So there was this guy she has been gisting with for like a year plus, and they fell out. But the guy had no yet taste of the pudding, so he came back for just the pudding. My friend thought he came for her, so she let go of the bird in the bush. Or is it two birds in the hands? What more than one in the bush, or bird in the hand is what more than two in the bushes. She shall let go of the other to start with this guy. It was looking good, linked up with him. You know, first night, shit went down. It was good. Well, for the most part of it, like she said. But the connection had to build eventually, the physical connection they already had while talking on the phone for months, but the chemistry was just totally out of this world when they linked up. After 2 days, she went home. Sad story, this friend said the guy lost a parent and she just hit the fence. She couldn't see him, she couldn't be with him the way she wanted to be with him. And this is a new relationship. So it hurt. It hurt like a mother. But then, eventually, one day she summoned up courage and traveled, like literally went across the seven seas and the 199,000 universe just to be with this guy. Yeah. They tried again. The chemistry was okay. It wasn't really 100. She left. The sad part of the story is when the guy was chasing her, he called her almost every other day, sent her messages to wake her up. They used to just about every and anything. But things changed. He had a piece of her one more time. He filled his belly to the full. They fucked all through. Saturday, the most part of Sunday. She left and he went about his life. She hoped, you know, he was the one. He'd be different. They'd find love. They'd live happily ever after. But it just occurred to her eventually that, aside from losing a parent, he wasn't really ready. He was having fun while she was having love. So she thought it hurt, like I said. And eventually she decided that, Vian, fuck it. All men are scum. I'm gonna turn gay. Well, I totally advise her not to, because that's never the way to go. Don't make someone change how beautiful and wonderful you are. Let them be the ones to bask in their shame, in their own disappointments, and not you. You, the beautiful one. You, the innocent soul. You, the one that gave love and gave it completely. But right now, they barely talk, herself and the guy. She's asking me what to do, hence this podcast. If you were later, you found yourself in the situation that I'm narrating this storyline, and you're following through, listen. I wouldn't tell you that there are like 1,001 men in the sea, like fishes. But I'll tell you something, if someone really loves you, if they want you, they will find you. They will go out. If you have to keep reminding them to look for you, if you have to keep reminding them to love you, if you have to keep reminding them to do little things that counts, that makes you feel special, and they never for once in their life consider it, maybe, my dear, you're just too much for them. They can't keep up with you, so why keep up with them? Let them go. Let him go. Someone once sang, you only know you love him when you let him go. But no, listen. You love yourself to let him go. Build yourself again. Find your rhythm. Find your rhythm. Find your soul. Find yourself again. Forgive yourself for always choosing the wrong ones. And eventually, the right one will find you. As a woman, don't go searching and don't go looking for love. Because each time you show that you're the one who wants and you're looking for it, you never get it. But the moment you turn a blind eye and look the other way, it comes. My prayer and my wish for you tonight is as you listen to the sound of my voice, wherever your missing rib, your loved one, your flesh of your flesh and bone of your bone is, they're thinking about you right now, and they will find you. They, in the sense of different people out there, the true one will find you. I promise you, okay? This is Mevian 007 signing out, and tomorrow, probably have another heart-to-heart session, or maybe not, but right now, man, free me. Do you? Be happy, live, and love life. Take care. Bye.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the other side of midnight. It's lights out. Well, technically, you will get this before midnight, but I needed to do something because I saw something on Twitter, like, right now. So Balani Olukuni, shout out to you, she posted up a tweet saying you were functioning just fine before they came, and if they do leave you, you're still gonna function so fine. And people, you know, added to the thread saying it's easier said than done. You don't know the pain, the hurt, you know, and time wasted, maybe money invested and all that, or emotions invested. Can we be honest with each other? Can you marry the whole world? No. Good. Now, can you date the whole world? Yes. But the way God designed the institution of marriage, I know some people will say times have changed, that you can marry as many people as possible, or you can be emotionally invested in as many people as possible. But the way it originally was, God created Adam and Eve. So it's meant to be one man, one woman. Now, the whole concept of men now having multiple girlfriends or multiple wives is something that God infused into generations from time past. But the original master plan, it was meant to be one man, one woman. So why am I making this podcast? A lot of us will feel hurt. A lot of us will be upset, disappointed, and say, oh, I invested time in this person. I dated this person. Sister, wake up. Brother, wake up. I've seen cases whereby the woman was the one more invested in the guy than the guy was, and he made up his mind and he left. I've seen the reverse as well, whereby the guy is invested in the woman, but the woman is not feeling him. So would you now say it's a do or die affair and both of you have to die together? No. Once anybody you're dating makes it clear things are not working, we need to go our separate ways, I advise you to take it and move. Now, would you feel the pain immediately? Yes. Are some people built in a different way? Are they wired differently to handle the pain better? Of course. But I need you to realize that if something is not good enough for you, you should not second guess yourself or settle. If the man or woman feels you're not enough and they let you go, you go and find, or let the one who is enough find you. It's not that hard. You people should stop doing this to a dire faith. I don't have you. No one be like, kill you, kill myself, we all die, bastard. No, you don't need to do that, okay? Anyways, having said that, this is the season of love, and I've been doing a whole lot of stuff to make me very happy. And to plug this in, this season you're gonna meet some interesting characters and people, especially the I just got back. Please be careful, ladies, especially you, be smart. If any I just got back is on your pee telling you I love you, I'm crazy, but hey, no answer, be smart. You can listen, you can, you know, treat them like rats or mice and cheese, but know what you're doing. Once you see the red flags, and you see the signs that, okay, this guy is just trying to have fun, you run. Now, if you see flags that he ain't trying to have fun, still be smart. Not everything you should jump at, okay? This is a season of love, and I would preach to you to really love yourself. Ladies, that's for you. For the guys, sorry, you make an anu to do, okay? Because this is the season where hormones will be running high, the weather's gonna get cold, Hamatan is gonna hit you like a motherfucker. But hold your grounds and, you know, Mudiaga, stand well, be firm. And yes, peace, love, and light. I wish everybody. I'm in a very happy place, and no, it has nothing to do with a man. You can have a man and be happy, but you need to be happy yourself. Not just, you know, say because of I have a man. Now for the men, you can have a woman and be happy, but make sure you are really happy. Don't forget, you have to be your complete package so you can handle another person's baggage if they've got any, which we all do, okay? All right, it's getting real late. I'm out of here. It's been the other side of midnight, technically. Lights out. Find me on Instagram at VN007. See ya. Bye.